Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Sosi alongside Patriots Football Weekly's Paul Prillo. And the Pats were back at it in pads today, Paul. And it certainly seems only fitting because Willie McGinest was back in town, of course, about to be inducted in the team's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was a physicality I think Willie would have liked. There was some popping going on out there, especially during some of the interior running drills that were going on in the side field in the middle there. So good signs of camp.
One maybe not good sign, Julian Edelman on the field at the outset, but not by the end of today's practice.
Yeah, he spent the afternoon rehabbing. And the positive side of that, though, Bob, is I thought it gave some other guys an opportunity. I thought Danny Amendola had a strong practice. He was the lead slot guy, for lack of a better term. He caught a lot of passes both from Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo, so he was an active participant. And I thought Brandon Gibson got a chance to do some things as well. Not as many, not as flashy as Amendola, but you know, every once in a while when these guys go out, it gives opportunities. And when the guys that are behind them take advantage of those, that's how you build the depth.
In a one-on-one drill, Robert McClain, the newcomer, of course, from Atlanta, hit Brian Timms. Timms eventually, after getting medical attention on the field, had to be carted off.
It was a one-on-one tackling drill, and it was just absolutely textbook. McClain with a form tackle on Brian Timms. Unfortunately, it looks like Timms got really banged up on that play. And he's a guy that's sort of fighting along with Aaron Dobson for one of those depth roles at wide receiver. So unfortunate turn of events for him.
Paul, one guy who's gotten notice inside on the defensive line is a veteran, Antonio Johnson, the former Titan and Colt, in his eighth year, his first as a Patriot. Yeah. What have you seen from him?
I've seen a lot of reps from him. I'll tell you that. He's a space eater. He clearly can play the run. He's been actively involved in some of that stuff that we talked about, those 9 and 7 running drills. He's been involved. He's a run stuffer. He gets involved with Silver Salinga when you go a little bit bigger, and then he can play alongside a guy like Dominique Easley when you want to go with one big, one small of those defensive tackles. Interesting guy, one of the offseason award winners, a guy to keep an eye on, I think, going forward here as camp unfolds.
And we'll end on Sebastian Vollmer, the veteran, was on the sideline for much of the day, but got in there for the last period.
Yeah, he's been finishing up practices now. I think he did it on Sunday in the 2-minute drill. Not a lot of physical nature in the end of the practice. That's more of a timing thing for the offense, but good to see he's got to be getting closer.
Paul, good to see you again. Thanks so much.
All right, good to be back.
For Paul Prillo, I'm Bob Sosi for Patriots Today.
I never left.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.